Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, whatever anyone else has been celebrating or is about to celebrate. There we go.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah. So who's on the line here?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Hey, JR. Is that Donna's voice?
This is Donna.
Okay, and is Richie on too?
Yes, Richie from Louisiana.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, good. Good. So who's got? I know Donna has questions, so I'm going to start with Donna. How's that?
Sounds good, James.
Okay. Shoot with your Joomla questions.
Okay. The homepage during the membership, my outside front page, I want that to be like a, I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm not sure if I'm using the right details or whatever, but you land on that page, and I want to, you know, advertise for people to sign up for my membership.
Yeah.
Once they sign in, it's giving me the same page. I want that to be like my membership data and things.
Okay. Do you know what?
That's
you,
my issue.
Yeah, there's two ways of going at this. And one is very, very easy, and the other one is more cumbersome.
Okay.
And tougher. And I recommend you start with the easy one.
Okay.
And if everyone's online, I'll give you an example of how it would work. If you go to one of the things that I've been doing in the background is the My Small Biz U site, which is a Joomla site, is actually an old version of Joomla. It's 1.13. Which is an old version of Joomla. In fact, when I log in, the actual Joomla version, that install is 800 days old.
Wow.
So it's an old version of Joomla. So what I've been doing in the background over the holiday is I've actually migrated the entire My Small Biz U site to the latest version of Joomla 1.5 and actually moved the site. But I haven't told you guys about it.
Wow.
And the other thing that's kind of happening in the background is, you know how there's two different logins, one for the hosting, you know, the control panel for hosting.
Right.
And then there's one that's the email address is for the support center.
Sure.
Okay. So what I've actually got set up, and I'll be showing you guys later this week, is that I've got a brand new version of Joomla set up, but you use the same email address and password to log in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but here's an example of how it might work. If you go to mysmallbizwebhosting.com, if you can do that right now, go to mysmallbizwebhosting.com.
Okay.
And just hit enter. Now technically what this is an HTML page.
Okay.
So it's mysmallbizwebhosting.com, and then sort of behind the scenes, when it's index.html. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if My Small Biz Web Hosting comes up after the .com, just put a forward slash and then put index.php and hit the return key again.
It's showing, you know, your hosting plans is where I'm at.
Yeah, it shows like the My Small Biz U site, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm on mysmallbizwebhosting.com.
Yeah. Now just after the .com, put a forward slash and then put index.php.
But it jumps up. Oh, okay.
Okay. So here's just an easy way to do this. What you do is you create a sales page.
All right.
And the sales page is the one that does the selling of the service, right?
Okay.
And you name that page index.html.
But that's the first page that the website looks for, right?
That's right. So whenever anyone goes to the website, they see the index.html page. Okay?
Gotcha.
And then somewhere on that page, like at the top menu, you put member login.
Okay.
And the member login goes to the index.php page.
But we didn't do member login, so how did it bring us? Oh, because we just entered the actual page.
We entered the actual page. See, what I'm going to do probably later tonight is I'm going to rename that index.html. I'm just going to remove it.
Oh.
But because I'm not using, that's the, so the first way I showed you is you do a sales page and you name it index.html.
Uh-huh.
And then you put that on the same domain as you have your Joomla site installed.
Now,
okay.
By that, what do you mean? See, that's where I get confused.
Okay, so let's say you used Fantastico to install Joomla.
That's what we did.
So you've got designercakesbydonna.com, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you go to designercakesbydonna.com right now, it shows the Joomla page, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what you need to do is with Front Page or whatever program you use, you create a sales letter, a single page.
Okay.
That has all of the features and benefits and your big fat claims and the testimonials and all of the stuff that you need to do to sell the service, right?
Right, yes.
So you create a page like that, and
okay.
you name it index.html.
Okay.
And then once you've done that, you just use your FTP client.
Okay.
And in the Designer Cakes by Donna folder where you install Joomla, there
uh-huh.
is no index.html page. There's only the default Joomla page, which is index.php.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is you get that page ready, and then you just upload it with FTP and put it into the domain that you want it to be on. And the next time you go to that page, Designer Cakes by Donna, it's going to show you the index.html page.
Okay.
Aren't you creating a click-through link? Is that what
yes.
you're doing?
Yeah, that's what you should do. So. And somewhere on that index.html page, you know how you usually have, you know, contact us, privacy, you'll have some
right.
information.
Yes.
One of the links that you put in there is you put a link on the index.html page, you know, member login or,
okay.
or whatever you want to call it, you know, existing members click here or whatever.
Yes.
And that link is going to be to the index.php page.
Oh,
okay. And that's kind of like an easy way to do it.
Yeah,
now some people might click on you know existing members click here and
right.
they're going to see your Joomla site.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? They're on your page.
Right.
They've seen the sales letter. If they come back, they're going to see the sales letter.
Sure.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the other way to do it, which is something like we've got at MySmallBizU or the MySmallBiz web hosting, it's the same site technically, is that you buy a template that is designed specifically to do more of a sales job than it is to just display the content.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Like, for example, on the MySmallBizU site, there's, you know, I've got that slider at the top, then there's three hosting plans, then there's an
right.
ad, and then all of those links are basically to an order page.
Oh.
Sure do. They bring you back to JoomlaMembershipSite.com.
Yeah. But, the template, this is a Rocket theme template, and, you know, the Rocket theme, I think it's like $45 for 3 months, and you can use
yeah.
three templates. And if you find one, some of them are very, very good at providing little snippets of benefits, for example, and you can keep them pretty static and say, look, this is the program, these are all the details, and that main page that comes up with the template, it's kind of salesy. You can put sales information in there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's one way of doing it, because by default, if you just use like a standard Joomla theme,
yes.
What happens is it only shows you the content in a blog
right.
format up front, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's your content, and that it's, you know, that's not as sexy as
yes.
more salesly information. Now, here's the thing you have to understand too, and this is what I want you to think about, and it depends on your market. if you were going to sell stuff to a bunch of internet marketers, which do you think they would respond better to? One long sales letter, like an index.html page, or a page that has all sorts of different links and ways to get into different places?
I would think the different links and things.
Yeah, you would be thinking wrong, because most internet marketers, if
really?
It's one long direct sales, you know, it's a one single sales page with one option on it, buy or
I
buy
see.
Now.
Okay, I got you.
Now, if you were talking to people who were cake decorators, for example,
uh-huh.
or embroidery people, or they wanted to learn how to do, crocheting, or they weren't internet marketing savvy, which one would work better? I'm not entirely sure. Some people might get thrown off by a long sales letter if they don't, you know, expect that kind of sales approach.
They might be
more open to seeing a whole bunch of pictures of cakes and ways that they could do it. Do you understand?
Exactly. Yes. Gotcha.
Okay. So, and that's something I don't know the answer to. That's something you have to test.
Sure.
Okay. But the easiest way is to create a sales page and name it index.html and put a link on that index.html page that says members log in or something to that effect, and have that link go to the index.php page.
Okay.
Okay, and the only downside to that is that every time a member comes, they're going to have mm-hmm. to do an extra click to click on the members login, that's all.
Okay.
No big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That that's just one of those ones that you got to sort of play around with and have some fun with. And if you find a template, that's something you might want to just sort of keep your eye out for. If you find something that fits in with what you're trying to do, then you just get the template working properly, and then you remove the index.html page.
Okay.
Okay,
James, I have to explain, what is a heat double hockey stick?
Canada's playing Sweden right now for the World Junior Championships here in Ottawa. And I know just a little bit of your background. I didn't want to say the word hell. So that's a polite way for saying H-E double hockey sticks is how sometimes people say hell.
Yeah. Yay.
So you're a minister or something, correct?
Well, no, I'm not a minister, but I
You're working a lot with churches, right?
I'm a believer. You can say that.
Yeah, so I didn't want to start using any words in vain or anything in any of the emails, do you?
Oh,
so I thought I'd use H-E double hockey stick.
Okay. Good thinking. I like that.
Yeah, that's a Canadian swear word, I guess.
Yeah, that's
I've heard that. Yeah.
So there you go.
But I almost used a few myself, so I'm not that good of a saint. So
that's right. I'm with you there.
Okay, I just wanted to double check. Play it on the safe side first.
Yeah, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm just get there.
I'll let everyone know what happened. One of the things that Richie did was we switched from an original account to a reseller account, and if you don't know what a reseller account is, it allows you to basically resell hosting to your clients, so it looks as if you have your own hosting company and you give your clients a cPanel and that kind of thing. So One of the things that Richie did is she upgraded to a cPanel account. And on all of the reseller accounts that we had, we used a particular domain name registrar. And on Richie's account, we had a different domain name registrar, and we just had an absolute nightmare getting it set up properly. And it ended up that the registrar wasn't able to take or wasn't accepting the IP addresses and stuff that we were trying to get set up for the name servers, and because we couldn't get the name server set up, none of the domains would show up, so it was just an absolute nightmare. And I have to apologize to Richie, because it took longer than I would have hoped for it to get fixed, but it's fixed now. So.
Yeah, I saw, and this morning when I got up and I sent you the email, and I saw, after when I got back, I saw that it were working. I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to send him another email and let him know it's working. But then when I checked, I saw that you said, you know, that we're going to do a call tonight. So I said, well, I'll just tell him in person.
Yeah. And it was one of those ones, you know, that, and this is something that's really important, I think, is that one, you know, like, you have Home Depots in the States, right?
Yes.
Now, Home Depots is like the do-it-yourself place for everything to do with your home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things happens in the hosting business is that, you know, you try and get your business set up so that you can duplicate and automate stuff so that it happens the same way every time.
Yeah.
And this was just one of those ones where, because it was an upgrade and because the registrar was different on the particular upgrade that we did, it worked differently. So we did all of the stuff that normally happens, but it compounded itself, and it got worse and worse, and we had to finally, I ended up having to get guys that know too much about computers to get under the hood.
Well,
to make the changes. So
I would give you whatever time you needed, because you appear to be the only person that I've run into on the internet that's legitimate. There's so many.
Well, that's
encouraging.
I second
that. Yes.
Thank
there's
you.
So many. Just give me your money, people out there. Until you gotta be careful, you know. But I've accepted you pretty good. I think you've I think you're who you say you are, and I really trust you, so...
Thank you.
That's why I'm hanging in here, because also your work speaks for itself, actually. That's the real reason why you're here.
That's
because
right.
Because it speaks for itself. Like they say, your reputation goes before you. That's what's happening to you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, I give you the time you needed to get it going, because I had faith in you. I knew you would get it going for me.
Yeah, it would have been better if it wasn't the holidays, too, but that's a whole other story, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. So did you have a specific question, Richie, or maybe JR has one?
Well, no, I'm just excited to be on the call, because had Nancy sent me the email, I wouldn't know you was doing a call tonight.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to work on some sites since I was up and running. So.
There you go. Okay, good. Well, if at any time and what I'll do is I'll ask JR if he has a question, and I'm just going to sort of update you as to what's happening. So, do you have any questions, JR?
Well, I'm curious about, I've been working on a WordPress site, and there's a lot of small things that come up that's not necessarily in the videos that you've got. You know, there's so many different things you can do with a WordPress site. I was just curious if I come across something, if that could be something that I would just ask you, and maybe we
could
go over that or create a video about it, you know, to where it would add to the library and be things that people, you know, if somebody had a question of how I did that, I could just say, well, just go, you know, we worked it out, just go watch this video. And
Is there anything specific right now?
Well, the one thing right now, I was trying to figure out the theme I loaded up. It's got two sidebars and a top panel for ads.
Yep.
And I was trying to figure out how to put ads in and how to get a autoresponder sign-up form on it. And I actually bought a little plug-in to do the autoresponder sign-up form, and it does also a pop-in ad.
Okay, good.
But as far as, like, getting little, like, square ads to put in the sidebar, I don't have a clue how to get those in there.
Okay. Well, one of the things, if anyone, we can talk about this because I don't have the videos. They're done, but I don't have them uploaded yet. Can you, everyone, go to jamesmaduklive.com?
This is stuff that I'm interested in too, James. It's
okay.
Donna. So this is great.
So jamesmaduklive.com.
Okay.
Which is a WordPress site. And one of the things that it has those little boxes that you were talking about, right?
Yep.
Advertise here, that kind of stuff. The only reason I wanted to show you this particular template is one that has those spaces already set in, and there's already a plug-in, so all you have to do is sort of, you put your graphic code and link in the back end, in the admin, you know, when you log in as an administrator, it has like square one, square two, square three, and you basically just put the code in and it automatically shows up. So in many cases, depending on the theme that you have, when you log in, there might be one called, you know, sidebar advertising or some kind of extension that is part of the theme, that's pre-done with the theme. And you should be able to just go and put that little, you know, link in to the graphic with your hyperlink, your affiliate link, and it should show up in one of those particular places. Okay? So that's the one thing to check with the theme that you have.
Should that be in with the widgets, or where should that be?
Yeah, well, it depends on the theme. See, I wish there was a hard and fast rule. Let me just log into this one, and I'll tell you where it is on this one. And while I'm doing that, I want you to take a look at the content and see if you notice anything about it.
I like this site. I like all your sites, actually.
Take a look at the content and just see if you notice anything.
You're listing all your products here that I've never seen before.
Yeah, but look at the content. I have to remember my password. Hang on. I'll try and find my password while we're talking. All of the posts from this, guess where I made them?
Where?
Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
These are all Twitter posts, so I don't post to this site. What I do is I post to Twitter, and I have Twitter uploading every post that I have to this blog.
I've never used Twitter. I didn't even know what it was. I've heard about it. But...
Yeah.
Wow. I heard about it when this guy got in trouble. That's how I learned about Twitter.
Yeah, and apparently they got hacked really badly today, too.
Oh, dear.
But there's a little program called Twirl. It's thwirl.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's a little application that runs basically on your desktop. And what you do is there's a, you know, it's like a little window pops up, and every couple minutes what you can do is just type in what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
So, like, for example, the top one is upload a new version of 52 Secrets, uploaded a new version of 52 Secrets. I have a link to the site. It's a free download, includes 80 audio files. And then I click post. So it posts it to Twitter, but I have this blog set up that every time I post to Twitter, it adds my tweet as a new post in the blog.
Awesome. You got to teach us all that kind of stuff. That is cool.
Yeah. So technically what's happening is this is, you know, this site will be James Maduke Live. This is what I'll be doing while I'm doing it.
Oh, this is like Follow Me, the Follow Me thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. The thing is, when I post to Twitter, people who are following me, their Twitter client, which is on their computer, it'll automatically, they'll get a notification that I posted something.
Okay.
But over and above that, I have all of my tweets, anything that I enter into my own personal Twitter account, I have it automatically being added as a brand new post to my blog.
This is neat.
That is fabulous.
So this way, I can reference affiliate links, my own sites, 10 times during the day, and every time I do it, what happens is I'm getting a brand new post in my blog. And every time I get a brand new post on my blog, what happens, of course, is that the blog sets and does a ping to blog logs and all of the other places, and you know, if anyone has a Technorati tag on it or has done a dig on it or any of the social bookmarking ones, which I haven't put onto this site yet. But as soon as that happens, then, you know, it starts that there's going to be all the links and traffic love and all that stuff that happens.
Run all these sites. How do you run all these sites?
Well, you know what? It's hub and spoke marketing. All of the sales pages that I have, the sales pages like Get Rank First on Google, I usually sell maybe one or two copies of Get Rank First on Google a day. But Get Rank First on Google was a product that I did 4.5 years ago, and the site's 4.5 years old.
Amazing. This is cool. I like this.
Yeah. So what you do is you try and get, you have the money spokes, those spokes where you earn money. They're things that you do once and then leave them alone.
Love it.
Okay, and the thing that you work on is the hub, which is normally the blog when you're starting out.
Yeah.
You post to the blog, post to the blog, post to the blog, but you reference on your blog, you reference those money spokes, those sites that you have where you earn money. And those can be your own products and services when you're a little bit more experienced, but in the start, you're sending people to affiliate links or pages, right?
Okay.
Or domains that you own that have affiliate links set to them. See, one of the things that I recommend people doing is, let's say, for example, you're in the cake decorating business, or let's say the home energy efficiency business, or whatever sort of theme that you have, right? If you're in the home energy business and you're specializing in, for example, in biodegradable or bio-renewable fuels for homes, and you know that you have a whole bunch of different products and services that fit that bill, and you sign up as an affiliate for that, what you can do is you can, you know, biohomefuels.com, you buy that domain. But what you do is you forward that domain to an affiliate link of a product or service that you have.
Oh.
And let's say you have another one, it's bio home garden tools, for example, or garden equipment. So you buy another domain, and then instead of having a site there, what you do is you have the domain set up so that it forwards it to an affiliate link of a product or service that is biofuel garden tools, for example. Okay?
Okay.
So what happens there is, you know, they go to your blog, you try and capture an email address, of course, to start building your list. And on the blog, you say, you know, here's a great site called biofuelhomegarden.com. When anyone clicks on that link, it looks like it's just a regular domain with no affiliate links, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when they click on it, they're being sent to your affiliate link for a product or service. So anyone that purchases something from there, you're going to get a commission from. So, you know, you can do that with one domain and some subdomains, or you can buy individual domains for it. So you're hiding your affiliate links, but and it also makes it look as if that you've got a whole network or complete network of products and services around a specific topic.
Sure, yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. So, you know, that's something that to consider. It doesn't mean go crazy and buy domains. It means think about, you know, here's my theme. Here's the hub of my business. What is the big solution or problem that I'm solving? What are the things that people need or answers that people are looking for to specific questions? And then what are the products and services that I can offer people that answer those particular issues all around that particular hub or theme.
Wow.
Okay. And the only thing that, you know, that I didn't really talk about in that model is you have to make sure that you're trying your best on that blog, that theme that you're working on, is you're also trying to capture email addresses.
Oh.
And you can do that by saying, look, you know, here's a special report, or here's a unique review, or here's a 10-minute audio file, or here's a whatever that teaches you 10 ways to save energy at home, or 10 ways to decorate cakes for your kid's birthday party, or 10 ways to whatever it happens to be. But you
and
do
that's
a
what
small...
I've done, James.
What was
that's
that?
That's what I've done. I have done something like that. Here's my issue. You know, I started out with a blog and doing that. Now I have over 200 names, and I don't know what to do with them.
Well, that's the answer. That's when you use the My Small Biz Mail service.
Are you kidding? You don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, I mean, I happened upon this accidentally. I didn't plan to do any of this. So I have all these names, and they're just sitting. I mean,
okay.
I'm not able
well,
to do
you need
money.
You need to get a My Small Biz Mail account set up and start marketing. Here, I'll give you an example. And I did a bad job of this personally. I got away from it. Here's an example of what happens now just with my business,
okay.
Just so that you understand how it works.
Okay.
Okay. When I first started out selling, I wrote the 52 Secrets book.
Gotcha.
It took me 6 months to write it. It was a pain in the...
I bet it was.
It was writing a book from H.E. Double Hockey Stick.
Yeah.
It took a long time to write, and it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And that was my first product, and I sold it for $47.
Wow.
And I sold it for like 2 years. And
wow.
And then one of the things that happened is that when I was starting off doing it, I started to do the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me. I did those as what they call now as podcasts, but I was doing them well before there was blogs.
Right.
And I had an audio file in every email that went out. It went out once a week. So I did 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me because there was 1 week in a year, right?
Right.
52 weeks in a year. That's the only reason I called the book that. I had a year worth of audio files.
Okay.
Okay? So what happened was that I got people signed up to one audio tip each week. And the purpose of the audio tip was to get people to buy the book at $47.
Okay.
And that's how I originally got started. So obviously, the book and the audio tips, the other thing I did in the book and the audio tips, and this is something to consider, is if you've ever heard the expression evergreen products.
Yeah.
An evergreen product is one that is not specific to a date or a time.
Sure.
So I did the 52 Secrets evergreen. So I never mentioned, you know, it's Christmas 2003.
Right.
And I didn't mention anything about it. I just kept
okay.
it information specific, and I always did it so that it was something that it was generic enough that it couldn't be used, like wouldn't be looked at as outdated or no longer appropriate.
That makes a timeless product.
That's right. So what I do now is, and I stopped doing this because, you know, I did actually 52 Secrets. I did 70-some. And then I got tired of doing it. And I was
yeah.
doing videos and all sorts of other stuff and playing around and experimenting. And I stopped promoting the 52 Secrets.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, you have to remember, let's say that I was promoting 52 Secrets for, you know, I did 77, I think, of them. So 77 weeks, a year and a third, right?
Right.
A year and a third. You have to remember that if someone signed up during the week that I actually did the 77th secret, they would still be getting emails a year and a half later, right?
Sure.
Even though I had stopped.
Right.
So there was 2.5 or 3 years of email going out because I had done 1.5 years of email at the start. So people carried on and they got all 70-some secrets.
Right.
Before the series stopped and I didn't have an autoresponder series. And then I went back to doing some other things and experimenting with stuff. But this is what I've gone back to now. And you'll, and the reason I'm doing it is because I'm taking my own medicine.
yeah.
Is what I do now is I give people the book.
Okay.
But when someone gets the book, I also have them signed up for 52 emails. Guess what's in each email?
audio tapes.
The audios.
Yeah.
So someone downloads the book, and I'm not doing it over a week now. It's 52 days. One a day they get an email.
Oh, okay.
Now, in the email is about a generic business building topic. But in the email, guess what is along the right-hand side of every email and the bottom of every email?
Your site.
That's right, my site.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay? Now, so that means that over the next 60 days, for example, people are going to get a message a day from me with links to get ranked first on Google, build my list, start marketing online, multimedia ebooks, how to handle objections, joint venture traffic, screen capture secrets, multimedia for marketers.
Wow.
Is there any way that that I can listen to your stuff while I drive, or are we allowed to put them on like an MP3 player, like I have this little MP3 player, you know, like the kids do?
Yeah. On the audio secrets, yes, you'll see them in the downloads. They won't be in the down. They're going to be in the downloads on the new My Small Biz web hosting one, because the MP3 files, you're free to download them and do whatever you want with them.
Okay.
And here's another secret. You know, the 52 products in 52 days course. Which is from yourowninfoproduct.com. Here's an example of something. If you wanted to buy the Joomla membership site course, as an example, which has got 100 videos on it.
Right.
Right now, I'm selling it for $97 on DVD.
What?
Okay, so you can buy it, but you get it on DVD.
Can we resell it?
No, I don't have it set up for reselling at this point. It's something I consider, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. But I'm just going to give you an example of something. The exact same course is in the My Small Biz, the membership site, right?
Right, yes.
But you can't download it from the membership site, and if you stop being a member...
You're done.
You no longer get to view it.
Right.
It's the same product in a different format. At a different price point.
Yeah, I see.
Okay? So what you think about doing for information products is you say, okay, I have one event, one particular thing, a teleclass, a screen capture, something that a cake I decorate, a project I do, something like that. Capture it, and then think about yourself, how can I bundle and unbundle this particular event that I captured and put it into different formats at different price points, and you'll end up with an awful lot of products.
Wow.
Okay? Now, I'll give you another quick example of how this can be used. If you go to, if you have a copy of the Camtasia software for doing screen captures, in Camtasia, you have the option to output right now in a whole bunch of different formats, whether it be Windows Media or Flash. But also in Camtasia right now, they also give the option to, at the same time as you output your one for the computer screen, there's another box that says output an iPod version.
Oh, wow.
And output an MP3 file.
Boy, that's nice.
So there's an example where you have a screen capture, and at the very same time you have a screen capture, you can output an MP3 file, which can be part of a radio show, part of a bonus, part of a download to build your list. And then you've got an iPod version, which, again, can be a separate product or a bonus.
Sure.
Or something that, you know, you can sell that one and then put the other one on a DVD and sell it at a different price point. But it was one event, one thing that happened, and you've captured it and put it into multiple places at multiple price points.
Hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So this is the one thing I just, you know, I talked about sending stuff out to the spokes. What you want to do is you want to build a list, and then you want to set up your account at My Small Biz Mail to capture those email addresses, and then you want to automate touches so that you have emails going out on your behalf sending people to those spokes on a regular basis. See, all I have to do right now is I got to work at giving a book away. Because as soon as I give the book away, I know they're going to get 50-some emails from
right.
me. I don't have to think every morning and go, oh, great, what am I going to write a newsletter on today?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is an absolute pain. I could do it once, know, and then have it automated so it's sent out and automated. And JR, I was just, you know, I know if you bought the AWeber one, AWeber has a plug-in that you can put on. You know, the same thing works with My Small Biz Mail, is the same thing works with AWeber. So, you know, just make sure that when you capture those names, you're collecting those names, whether it's a pop-up or some kind of form that you have on your blog, just make sure that you take a look and say, okay, what is there that I have in my pocket or my bag of tricks that is of value that I can give away or inform people about over time so that they know and trust me and feel comfortable with me, and I can also earn a commission from them buying something from me or something that I recommend. And think about, how can I splice those two together? And I think personally the worst thing that you can do, and this is what a lot of, you know, you're talking about marketers that are kind of iffy at the start. What often happens now is if even the big name marketers, it's like they do one thing that they give away, one audio, one video, but then you get 47 emails where they're flogging something.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, there's a balance. I think that you have to have a proper balance to that, because
friends,
if I read another email that says, you know, I just got off the phone with my best friend.
Oh, yes.
And then they sell your email or give your email to their friends. And then,
yeah,
great thing. If he wants you to look, and you got to do it now. If you don't do it, you know, it's your last second.
Yeah, exactly. The end of the world.
I hate it.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
Yeah,
that absolutely makes sense.
Okay.
That's why I told you the other day that in one of those emails I sent you that you're really a cut above the rest. You don't have a lot of hype with your with all your copy. Your copy is clear, it's concise, it's on a specific subject, and this is what you're going to get. And I like that. I don't like all that foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I appreciate that, but some markets love bullshit.
Well, that's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have to kind of, the thing is that, you know, personally, and again, this is a question that you have to ask yourself and answer yourself, is like, can do you like the smell of your own bullshit?
I know, but after, you know, you get that because they never change up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like beating a dead horse. They come with the same thing. Now, if you look out there at the membership site, because now the membership site is the craze now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See the kind of membership site that's being slapped up there. One guy says, if you don't do this now, you're just hurting yourself. Who's going to buy anything from him? I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one question you're going to have to ask yourself.
Yeah. It's scary.
I mean, scary. People are
tired. It's very scary.
Yeah. One of the things with membership sites that no one ever talks about is the churn rate. And the churn, most of those sites have such high churn rates, you know, they're not really membership sites, even though they say they are.
Yeah.
I noticed, trust me.
Yeah. That's fine.
You know, but that's why I said, when I chose to become a member here, it's because I see that you have a lot of solid information, not just all the hype, because really and truly, people are tired of the hype. We get hype 24/7 off TV, off radio.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
So you see the media when you see it.
Yeah. Do you guys get in the morning on Spike TV some of the infomercials?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of watching them, just to see how they're flogging stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of psychology and stuff in it, but you know, you can pay attention to that part. But
right.
But at the end of the day, I think you have to help people out, and hopefully that's what we're doing here. So.
Well, and that's, you know, when I found your information and kind of started looking at the model you use and the ways of doing things, that's the kind of model that is my heart.
Yeah.
As far as what I'm doing with the cake decorating and teaching other people. And there's many people out there pushing cake decorating information. However, it's just a pool of men, and then they want thousands of dollars for a class, you know.
Yeah.
And I have gotten most of these people, you know, like I said, it was by accident. I didn't intend on doing any of this. I just wanted to share my pictures online.
Mm-hmm.
And it evolved into this. And then when I found you, I was like, oh, wow, this is what I can do with all this.
Yeah, exactly.
And these people have told me, they're like, you know, there's thousands of websites out there, but nobody ever tells you anything of substance.
No. Or they'll tell you what to do, but never how to do it.
How to do it. And
yep.
That's what I started doing and offering up my time, which is what got me all these names and mm-hmm. and all this information. And then I started using YouTube with free little how-to videos of how to make stuff with cakes. And
yeah, good.
That brought me in a lot more people. So now I've got all this, and I didn't know what to do with it. So it was like, you know, usually you're fighting to get it. And
yep.
I'm on the other extreme. I've got it all, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. So, you know.
One of the things to remember is that you can put your YouTube videos in. And that was the other question you had, wasn't it, about the videos?
Yeah, that was, you know, I have several. I have a whole library of videos that I've been working on for a year.
Yeah.
From beginning all the way through advanced to learn cake decorating and sculpting with sugar and all that. And like I told you, you know, some of them are big honking videos.
Yeah.
So I've used Kanaki, like you said.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I love that place.
Good.
I've sold 50 of my DVDs already.
Get out of here. Good for you.
Just since we last talked.
No. That's excellent. Just to explain to everyone what you did and what Kanaki is, if they don't know.
Okay.
Nope.
It's a video. You can sell your DVD through their website. I created these how-to videos, how to make this cake topper out of a sugar dough-like material. And there are a lot of people in the cake decorating industry that want to learn to do that. And it's not real big here. It's huge in England and in other countries. So I started doing that and put it on a file, but there was no way I could do it online. It was almost 4 gigabytes large. So I went to James, and I'm like, oh, what do I do now? Everybody wants it, but I can't get it to him because it's so big. And he told me about Kanaki. I went on there, signed up. I put everything on a disk. You put the disk in your computer. They upload it, and it allows you to create your cover for the DVD case and the insert.
You say Kanaki?
KUNAKI.com.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unreal. I didn't need it until James told me.
It's a service for the distribution and manufacture of CDs and DVDs, and it's totally automated. And it's ridiculously inexpensive.
It is. I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
So how much does a DVD cost you?
$1.65 is what it cost me to do them.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you sell a product for $100, your cost is $1.65, and they even have shipping. They can do that as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the shipping's $5, but
yeah.
Of course I pass that on to the customer. So
yeah.
I'm charging $39.99, and
yeah.
They're paying the $5 shipping. It cost me $1.65.
Yeah.
So I've made a good chunk of money in the past 30 days.
Yeah.
That's good.
Off of one video, and the video took me 3 hours,
yeah.
But I did this a while back, preparing to do it eventually, got it all together, and now other people are telling other people, so in the cake decorating industry, it's gone off the charts,
yeah.
And I have several more that I'm working on.
Yep.
So it's exploded, but the Amazon S3 you told me about in
yep.
email, that's fabulous. That's exactly what I need.
Yeah, and if you want to... if you're unfamiliar with Amazon S3, there's actually, I have an affiliate link you can use that makes it a little bit easier to use.
Okay.
It's on, if you go to the James Maduke Live site again.
Okay.
Yeah, on that one. I was looking at that too. That Easy S3?
Yeah. That's a service that allows you to use S3 a little easier.
Okay. That's what I'll do then, because I'm going to sign up with that tonight.
Yeah.
Because I got to get this rolling.
Yeah. One of the things, I think I talked about this on another call, but there's going to be a big move to something called cloud computing.
Uh-huh.
And slices in the next 6 to 9 months, you're going to see a lot of stuff in the hosting business change.
Oh.
And it's all going to be stuff like, it's going to be something like cloud computing or Amazon, you'll hear, is one of the big ones. IBM is into it and Google's into it. There's a whole bunch of things sort of happening, but... Just to give you an idea, for the files, for example, all of my videos, and we have like we have another lady who does embroidery tips. You know, she's
right.
Got gigabytes of video files.
I checked out her site; it's phenomenal.
Yeah, and I've got gigabytes of files, and you know, there's a 4 gigabyte file, for example, on the cake decorating stuff.
Yes, exactly.
And you get these huge, absolutely huge files. And, you know, we sell hosting. We sell shared hosting, so there's more than one person on a server. And if someone's trying to download a 4 gig file, it's not good for the person because it's the web server's designed to serve web pages, little tiny HTML pages, not one big honkin' media file. So
what
Amazon, the service allows you to do is to up in the cloud in this big virtual place, you can put big, huge honking files that are easy to download that are not affected by the size or where they are or where they're being downloaded from.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I
that's
like
that.
Excited.
Sorry, go ahead.
Like, is that like that Rapid Share or something like that?
I'm not familiar with Rapid Share. It's not like if you're thinking of LimeWire or one of those sharing networks, it's not like that.
I don't like them.
Yeah. But you know what? That's something that BitTorrent technology and some of the stuff that's in there, there's nothing wrong with that technology. It's just been used improperly. And
sure,
it's actually,
yeah.
There's some people that actually seed the BitTorrent networks. With files and names and links to pages to collect people's names and email addresses.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. This is like a cloud computing and this whole thing like Amazon S3, just think of it as like one big honking machine.
Yeah.
It's just a absolutely huge, enormous machine out there in the ether. And what happens is that you can sort of buy access to a slice of it.
That's
and the thing that's nice is that if, let's say, for example, I start off and I put up a big honking file and no one's downloading, it means I'm not using much of that big machine, right? But let's say something happened and my name was Barack Obama, what would happen to the demand for all of my files? It would go through the roof, right?
Sure.
Right.
So the way that this works is that there's no limits on how big your access can be to that machine.
Okay.
So
awesome.
Yeah, so you know how sometimes people do a launch and they say, oh, sorry, we broke the servers, or the servers crashed.
Yeah.
That will never happen when you're using stuff in the cloud because of the way that it works. It's just like one machine that gets bigger and bigger and bigger as your demand increases.
That's an answer to prayer. My God.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of a neat thing. You're going to see more and more of that stuff in the future, but that's something to keep in mind as we get going here.
Yeah.
And I'll probably, you know, we'll end up selling slices at some point, I would suggest.
Yeah.
So we'll offer that service as something that, you know, you don't need it now, but at some point, you know, that's what'll happen.
Yeah, that's I had no idea.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned that in email, I went and took a look, and I'm like, That's it. That's exactly what I need because, you know, I know I can't do it on the web hosting. There's just no way with all the files I have.
Yeah.
So that's...
And it's cheap, too. It's cheap.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know my bill last month for all of my files was $10.
Oh, my gosh, James.
Yeah.
What? That's $10?
Yeah, it was $10. And I've got, like, gigabytes of files up there. And that my bill was $10.51
for
December.
Yeah, $0.15 up to a gigabyte of storage.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
But is there like a backup system or something for it, James, in case it goes down or something?
It's all fully redundant. It's not one. Although it looks like one big machine, it's thousands and thousands of machines.
Yeah.
It's called virtualization technology. So what happens is, it looks to me and you to be one machine, but it's a fully redundant, fault-tolerant gaggle of thousands and thousands of computers.
Like a huge conglomerate.
Yeah. It's like a, you know, like the Borg in Star Trek?
Yeah.
It's like the cube.
Okay.
Just with thousands and thousands of drones in it, right?
Wow.
And it's like we look at it and we say, well, our files or our storage is like one drone. But if we had more storage, we can have as many drones as we want, and it just continues to expand and expand and expand. But they're all interconnected, and as far as we know, we only see the cube, right?
Sure.
But behind the scenes, there's, you know, it's, they've got copies and copies and copies of all the files all over the place.
Wow, okay.
And I wondered how technology was going to go with everything becoming video and so much media.
Yeah. Well, if you ever hear the expression or the word CDN,
mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah, CDN stands for a content delivery network.
Okay.
And there are some other kinds of, and this is part of how it started, but there are some content delivery networks, and I'm just trying to think of the big one, but I've forgotten the name right now. But what it is what they do is they keep copies or duplicates of your information all over the Internet.
I see.
And if someone requests something from Kuala Lumpur, instead of having to come all the way to Houston, Texas to get the file, there may be an exact duplicate of it in Tokyo.
I see. Those mirror sites then, right? That's like
They're like mirror sites. The only reason they're not mirror sites is because it's not like separate versions of them. As far as the user's concerned, they're always going to Texas.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, where it's being pulled from though, right?
No, they don't know.
Okay.
They have no idea where it's coming from.
Yeah.
They just know that it's fast and it's always there.
It's there, that's right. And that's what matters.
Because if you were going to pull a 4-gig file from Houston, Texas, and you were in Kuala Lumpur, that's a long way through a lot of hops and a lot of different servers to get it there.
Yeah, okay.
So what they did is they set up with, you know, AT&T or Nippon AT&T Telegraph and the European Union and South Africa and North America and Bell Canada and AT&T and Verizon, all of the companies that have all of their networks, they have versions of the same software or the same content on different networks in different countries, and it's called a CDN or Content Delivery Network. So any of the big, like if you go to CNN, you know, CNN doesn't have one web server that's sitting somewhere.
Exactly.
Because when someone goes to find out, you know, what happened to that guy in Chicago that was such a greedy politician and the mayor there.
Yes, yeah.
You know, if CNN had one web server, it would crash. So they publish stuff, and that content gets put out onto the content delivery network. And as far as everyone knows, they're going to CNN in Atlanta, but really it's being pulled from the closest version of it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they invite millions and millions of people to go to their website.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that only big companies need that kind of stuff, or you know, if you're going to be famous like Barack Obama and everyone wants a piece of you, then you need to have that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's cool. Well, I hope to be one of those big people one day with this cake decorating stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm ready. Let's go.
There you go. Okay. It's 10:01, so I'm going to call it quits for tonight, but what I will ask you to do, if you don't mind, is I'm going to open up the mysmallbizwebhosting.com site.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it looks pretty well identical to the other site. It's got the exact same content, except for the downloads right now and a couple of the, you know, the videos are all the same. The discussion board has the same content. I'm just updating the configuration of the discussion board. But to log in, you don't use the email address and password that you log into the My Small Biz Use support pages.
Okay.
Okay, so you know when you go to My Small Biz Use support to open a trouble ticket, you use an email address and a password?
Right.
When you go to My Small Biz web hosting, up in the upper right-hand side, you use your email address and same email address and password to log in.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to later, if either tomorrow morning when you look again, or depending on when I take the other page down tonight, if you want to try it and log in and just let me know how you make out, I greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I did that. I just tried using Lines and I didn't get in.
Okay.
I tried using the one that I use, that I've been using as a support thing.
Yeah, okay, hang on one sec. Let me just go on.
Yep, that's one. Well, am I logged in? I don't think I'm logged in, no.
It should say, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, I'm logged in.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, I'm trying it right now, too, because I'm online, so... Yeah. Let's see what mine does.
This is real cool. I like this.
I'm in.
Okay, good. So now you don't have to. If you want to stay there, and I'm gonna move over. Like I'm gonna the My Small Biz U site. What I'll do is I'll actually change. It'll be the My Small Biz web hosting site.
Okay.
This one, it doesn't tell you who's online.
No, this one doesn't. I haven't got that stuff done yet, and I'm not going to. There's more stuff coming.
Okay.
There's more. Hang tight. There's more stuff coming.
I'm enjoying it.
James is full of little secrets. I'll tell you.
But this, yeah, the difference is My Small Biz U is running on the old Joomla.
Uh-huh.
This My Small Biz web hosting is running on the new version.
Okay.
And this is something that, and just to, if you're running Joomla sites, this is important.
Okay.
The Joomla sites, if you're running an old one and you want to change to a new one, you don't upgrade. You have to migrate a site.
Oh, wow.
Which is difficult because when you migrate the site, you can't do it to the same domain. You have to go from one domain name to another.
Oh, wow.
You have to create a new domain name?
Technically, yes. It's
wow.
Very cumbersome if you don't. So... What I didn't want to do is take the My Small Biz U site offline for the week and then get the other one up and running and then, you know, do it like that.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so what I just did, and the other thing is it was a little bit confusing for customers, and this is stuff that I learn along the way too, because what happens is, you know, am I selling hosting or am I selling the videos or am I selling both?
Yeah.
And one of the things in talking to you guys and talking to the other customers is that if I say to someone, oh, no, I have a site called My Small Biz U, it's a video site that shows people how to sell online, they're going, huh? But if I say, if I have My Small Biz web hosting, I have a web hosting company that has training and coaching that shows you how to build a website and start selling online, which one makes more sense?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes really sense.
The web hosting one, even though I think My Small Biz U is a cooler name and stuff.
Yeah.
I call it MSBU. I like it.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, and I'll experiment with this, and you guys are the guinea pigs, but...
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I would.
if you have any problems, let me know, and what I'm going to do is I'll get this call up, and I'll put it in the My Small Biz web hosting site.
Okay. We can review the other calls. How do we get to the other calls?
If you go to, you're logged in at the My Small Biz web hosting, right?
Yes.
Okay, if you go to the video section.
Okay.
The very, very one at the bottom says tips and coaching calls.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now the other thing is, the other reason I don't have this live yet is because I have to change some settings so that everything shows up. There's one in there called coaching calls.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I think there's only like 15 that show up or something. Oh, there's more there.
Yeah, there's about 50 online.
There's 50 there.
So
but there's more than that. I have about 100 that are there.
Oh, my. Okay.
So page 2. You go to 83?
Oh, is there a page 2?
Yeah, there's page 2.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, page 2 goes to 8. I like that. Oh, you see, that's why I don't log off.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Sometimes I'd be up. It's like, when are you coming to bed? I'm like, I'll be there. And I'm down here, and I'm studying. This is some good stuff. I just don't find this everywhere. You know,
no, you don't. I've been doing this for months, and I still haven't figured it out.
I just got here, and I'm loving it. That's why
good.
I was kind of, you know, this is great.
So that's where they are. And what I'll do is I'll make some of these available as downloads to the members to MP3 files.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, I drive a lot, and, you know, you want to, because I hate music. I hate what they call music.
Yeah.
And I hate commercials, so I don't listen to anything. So I'll get an MP3 player, and I'll throw some stuff on that I like, and, you know, so this will be good.
Okay, we'll get you hooked up then.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks, James, for everything.
Okay, take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.